This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If the Guardians lost.
Do you ever have to...
Plus 3-0.
Do you ever have to literally set the table at home for Liz?
No.
For the holidays or anything like that?
Oh, for the holidays? Yeah. Okay. Actually, no. She
Kenny did a great job.
The
he had the salad fork was where it was supposed to be. Just didn't knock down the meal. I mean, the meal just wasn't what we were hoping it would be.
Oh, there, I don't know if we do salad forks. She has China somewhere in there. Yeah.
Really?
It's like old family China. I don't even know if it's really China. I assume it is, but I don't know the difference. The hell am I?
Ask Matt Derry.
It look like David Venable or something? Like, I don't
ask a guy who knows China.
Yeah, come on.
Matt Derry joins us right now. Derry Brothers Guardians cast. It's on the free Odyssey app. Listened to it last night or this morning. I was depressed. You made it a little bit better, Matt Derry. He also appears on 92.3 The Fan, obviously. Hello.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Oh, boy, you seem thrilled.
Oh, God.
You seem just thrilled, Matt. You were in the stadium yesterday afternoon.
I was. So, oh, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
What went through your mind when the PA announcer said that pinch hitting for Will Brennan is Jonkenzie Noel?
Well, my brother and I were... on the first base side, upper deck, we kind of just saw the big fellow walking up. We kind of knew it was coming. And unfortunately, after the first time, to me, you can't just let A.J. Hinch dictate everything.
Yes.
And you want to say, I'm assuming that Hinch, that vote is thinking, all right, Jonkenzie has seen Brant Herder or Harder, whoever this person. These Tiger pitchers, you have to remember, guys, in August, these guys, most of them, Gunther and Herder, these guys were in AAA with ERAs of 5. They've come up here, and they're magicians now. It's crazy. But regardless, I think Vogt thought, all right, Jonkenzie has seen this lefty down at AAA before. Maybe he's had some success against him. Let's play the hunch here for a 3-run bomb. And there was, instead it was a fly ball to left that would have been a sack fly if Jimenez had laid the bunt down. They're not playing good baseball, and it's everywhere. So you can't allow the other manager to just, you know, you empty your bench. Not empty your bench, but two of your top guys are already out. You can't let them do that. But all of this is a moot point, and I saw your videos from this morning. If you're a big guy and your highest paid player and a guy that people are saying you build a statue for one day, Jose Ramirez, if he's not delivering, this thing will be over tonight. He's got to come through. They've got to get him going, because relying on Noel and Brennan, your 7 hitters and your 8 hitters and Fry and Manzardo, no, Jose Ramirez is your guy, and he's not swinging the bat anything close to where it's expected, and that's really hurting this team. And the guys talk about it all the time. He's the one that sets the tone. He's our leader. We follow him. And he's not doing it right now. He's got to come through.
Matt, I mean, you know Lyman and I very well, and you know that we live in an either-or world for the most part. It was not either-or this morning. Like, I brought up Stephen Vogt and how he let A.J. Hinch dictate the game to him, that it seemed that he played into every hand. Like, it was like, well, A.J. Hinch is playing 4D chess. I go, it's not that hard. And Lyman made the joke about when your manager's playing chutes and ladders. But Lyman also highlighted the lack of hitting. Jose Ramirez, I couldn't help but agree with it. The Naylor brothers, where, you have an out just waiting for you in the lineup, whether it be Bo Naylor or Austin Hedges. But you also maybe put out there something that might be controversial to some. You would knock Jimenez down in the order or Manzardo down in the order, whatever they wanted to do. Would you bat Brian Rocchio second right now?
I'm trying anything. I mean, his at-bats are good. He's swinging the bat well. He's got some confidence. You see the swagger. I saw it yesterday. He just was confident. The strikeouts, at least, are down for this series as opposed to during the regular season. I know it's only 3 games. But I would try some. This is what Hinch is doing. A.J. Hinch is just throwing everything out there. and the players are responding. They like it. He's showing confidence in certain guys. He put Bo Brisky in the ninth the other day. He put Bo Brisky in the fifth yesterday. I'm not saying you completely just do a crooked hat lottery and go, oh, today we're going to start Rocchio and have him lead off and Kwan sitting third. I'm not saying that. But I would shake it up a little bit. Maybe you move Jose up to the two-hole tonight and try that. To me, Kyle Manzardo is the guy that you want starting at DH regardless of who's out there. Let him hit against the lefty. I think...
Yeah, anytime, splits aren't all that different this season for Manzardo.
No, I mean, look, of course he's better than right-handers, but he's been one of the guys over the last couple of months that's been hitting. I mean, for people that have not watched a lot of Guardians games, this team struggled to hit in August and September. So this is nothing new. But it's not like the Tigers are you know, smashing the baseball like the, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s Yankees here. I mean, this is – they had six hits yesterday. They've – in the aggregate score, as my brother likes to say, run differential, we're plus one in this series. The Tigers have scored six runs total, and they're nine innings away from winning this whole thing, this series.
Well, the lefty-righty thing, because it's bullpen, this is one of the issues that I think we had earlier in the show. And I'm just wondering, is you follow all these managers, and hell, I'd love to know what you think Tito would do, because I do think it's relevant right now to try to consider, is this because we have a brand-new manager? Is this something that, you know, Vogt would do 10 years into his career? But going righty-lefty, trying to counter, and then having A.J. Hinch be a step ahead of you throughout the entire game in a pivotal, pivotal game that might have swung the entire series, how do you think that would have unfolded with anybody else?
Anybody else, you mean the guys that were supposed to hit originally?
No, what I mean is other managers. Like, that's if we're sitting here second-guessing Vogt, what do you think Tito would have done? What do you think anybody else would have done in this situation, maybe a more experienced manager?
That's interesting because Tito liked veterans. So Will Brennan is more of a veteran player than John Kenzie Noel. I think he would have let Brennan hit. Fry for Manzardo, I think Tito would have done the same thing. So I think Tito would have done one of the two. Vogt did two of the two, just based on, you know, Tito always liked the veteran guy. Fry is more of a veteran than, like I said, like than Manzardo. I think he would have. The way that Vogt said it after the game yesterday was they were both high leverage situations with runners on, and we took our shot. He was hoping that Noel would hit the ball out of the ballpark. He was hoping Fry would hit the ball out of the ballpark. It didn't happen. It then gave confidence to all these young Tiger pitchers who were out there going, oh man, look what our manager's doing. They're emptying their bench already in the second and third innings with two subs because he's just playing the lefty-righty game and we're playing right into their hands. It's gaining confidence for that team that it's happening. It's kind of a snowball effect. But like I said before, Tone, I mean, if Jose knocks one over the wall here, then you could play lefty-righty all day. And these teams are very evenly matched. It's not like the Guardians are getting blown out here. It's everything right now. And you mentioned before about like a guy like Bo Naylor. I mean, Fry can't catch right now. He can't throw. That injury is a killer because Fry would be catching because Bo Naylor is lost at the plate. He just is.
Well, and Fry hit that screamer in the seventh that might have unlocked things and might have, you know, turned their entire fortunes around. We're talking to Matt Derry right now on the hotline. Look, this. I started the show saying this is garbage. Maybe some people in baseball absolutely love this. I saw the Dodgers game last night. There were eight pitchers used. And this stuff would never fly in a seven-game series. It just so happens in a five. Like, do you see this working for Detroit on their way to, like, a World Series? I cannot.
I mean, it depends on the matchup. I mean, if they get the Yankees, I just don't know if they can, like you said, pull this off against Judge and Soto and even Stanton, who in October recently has been very, very good. It's difficult to do. It's cute. You're right. This is kind of Little League stuff right now, but everybody's doing it. I mean, to sit here and go, oh, what Hinch is doing, yeah, no question. The bullpen games, but Kevin Cash in Tampa has been doing this the last few years. Yesterday, you know, Alex Cobb pitched pretty well, but then he was done. And then he brought Cade Smith in to face one batter yesterday. This is the way baseball is going right now. I mean, the Dodgers...
No, count me out. I'm not into it, Matt. I'm not into it at all. This stinks. You know what? When I watch the NBA playoffs, I see LeBron James play for the entire 48 minutes. Okay? I see the best players. In the NFL, I don't see Patrick Mahomes have to leave the field for two quarters. Actually, you did. I do not want to see this in baseball. This to me sucks. I don't like this. And you know what? If we're being proactive,
you're wrong. Against the Browns, he did.
And he was injured. Yeah, he was injured. But I'm talking about
guys get injured.
Guys could go back in the game. In baseball, who wants to watch this? You think people are loving this around baseball?
Paul Pierce had to do a number two. He came back.
Watching eight different guys go to the mound for the Dodgers, who have the freaking $400 million payroll. Who wants to see that?
No, Anthony, I agree with you. Okay, but you got to remember of all what happened in baseball this year, the injuries. All these pitchers are injured. The Dodgers would much rather pitch Yamamoto and Glass now than play the bullpen game. But their guys are hurt. I mean, the Tigers lost three starters this year to injury. The Guardians lost basically two. McKenzie was never the same. Bieber's out for the year. So that's why you have to start Alex Cobb and hope he goes four or five. Matthew Boyd, you hope he gives you five. I mean, tonight, Bybee, hopefully, maybe, you're right, we can go old school here and he can give you six. And then on Saturday, if somehow the Guardians win tonight, you know, Scooble's old school. He's going to go seven or eight. So there is some of that, but you're right. A lot of baseball right now is turning into this bullpen stuff and managers playing the games, and it's not the same. I like your point, actually.
Somehow. I got a weird confidence that they're going to win tonight. You do not share that. Okay.
No, Ken, hold on. I mean, okay. Here's the problem I have. I watch way too many of these games. I know the history. We haven't won an elimination game since Game 6 of 97 World Series. And in that game, the offense was provided by the pitcher, Chad Ogier, with a two-run single and two Manny Ramirez sack flies. That was the offense. It wasn't like, oh, last time we won an elimination game, Albert Bell hit two home runs. No, that did not happen. So, you know, this has not been a good spot for this franchise. Indians, Guardians, whatever you want to call them, in terms of elimination games. That's, you know, hopefully they break the hex here because it's been 11 straight losses in these situations. But I do agree. If Jose comes out, first thing they jump on, whoever starts for the Tigers, to Anthony's point, hey, we're not going to, it's still TBD. You know, it's ridiculous. But, like, we know Tanner Bibee's the guy, so Bibee's got to do his thing. Jose,
did we show our cards? Did we show our hand too early?
Two things. I can't believe they're going to go 20-some more innings without, well, they can't go 20-something more innings without scoring a run because that's the end of the series. But I can't believe they're going to go many more innings without scoring a run. Tanner Bibee, I think, is going to be good. I do think it's coming back for a game 5. Can I just run a theory by you, by the way?
Yes.
You're going to hate this because this involves the Dolans. You're going to hate it.
Oh, God.
I can't be totally surprised. I'm frustrated, but not surprised that we haven't won an elimination. You said 97, the ALDS, like faced elimination, came back and won. We haven't done that.
World Series game 6 of 97.
Well, because Mitch, I thought you said it this morning, Mitch wrote last comeback in a postseason, which we won the series, 97 ALDS versus the Yankees, is what Mitch said. Okay, it's been
I'm
a long time.
Elimination game, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's been a long time. Well, when you perpetually have a very young team, like for us, this is old hat and frustrating. For them, it's constantly new. And for the manager, it's constantly new. So, like, this team in the postseason might be in a little bit of a better spot with Terry Francona, but they wouldn't have been in a better spot in the regular season. Now that they have Stephen Vogt, they were in a better spot, but now it goes vice versa, where they're all, with the exception of Jose and a little bit with Josh Naylor, they don't have experience, so, yeah, they don't know what to do in these spots, and maybe they get a little bit too tight.
I agree, but I think Stephen Vogt did a whale of a job this year, and I think he'll win Manager of the Year. I know some people in Detroit won't like that, but they won the division. They won 90 games. It was a consistent season for them. You're right. Hopefully there's some sort of buttons pushed tonight where guys get going. And you're right. They come back and force a game 5, and then it's all hands on deck, and it's Scooble, which would be interesting. But they've got to score. I mean, we can sit here and talk about pitching changes and all this stuff. And, yes, give Detroit credit. Their pitchers are doing a heck of a job. But Fry's ball off of Will Vest. It was, Will Vest has been so good out of the Detroit pen. Well, that ball's an inch or two higher over Vierling's glove, and it's a 3-2 game with Jose coming up. So it's close. It's tight. I'm with you, Ken. I think they can do this tonight. I doubt they're going to be held scoreless this long. There are some good players on this team. Kwan's been getting on base. We talked about Rocchio. Naylor's had some decent swings. But set your lineup and stick with it for a little bit here. Don't play into their hands. Hopefully Manzardo's been swinging the bat well, nearly hit the ball out the other day when Meadows robbed him. So let him play today, regardless of if it's lefty or righty. We're going to see Reese Olson. He's going to pitch. He's a right-hander. Let's see if Manzardo can't get him a little bit here and force everybody to have to come back and play another game on Saturday.
All right, Matt, thank you very much for the time. You know we love you. All the best.
Love you guys, too. See ya.
Matt Derry, Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the free Odyssey app. You also hear him here, obviously, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. That is not solace anymore. Great. We got two guys who are going to win Coach of the Year, and they're both possibly with first-round exits.